Welcome, welcome, one and all, to another session of Steam, Steel, and Murder. Tonight, I once again give up the GM seat, and we have a guest GM. Marcus has a murder mystery for us to solve, and the players Nick, Sharon, Jameis, Joshua, Guilt, John, and myself set about to the task. Here is part one to session 53.
Hey there, gang.
Best roller.
Oh, looks like Nick is a little disappointed in himself and didn't realize he didn't actually sign up for today.
I thought he'd signed up because I asked him if he was going to be...
He's not on there. And he's like, oh, how interesting. Yeah. I'm having to look at all these aspects, see if any of these will come up.
I mean, my Skype connection will hold it, but it's up to you, Marcus, whether or not you want another person.
I don't care. Right. One more mind to argue with everyone else. It's fine with me.
This is Marlo, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes.
It just means I wanted to do some facial stabbing.
It's always Marlo who causes problems.
Oh, wait. I gotta open him up. Open him up his page so I can see his.
A couple questions on SSM rules?
Sure.
Because I'm trying to think of a way on your advice of how to use the skills I'm good at more effectively. Would I be able to use perform magic tricks or sleight of hand for some of these circumstances? Number one, could I use it if someone had a gun pointed at me at point blank range? Could I throw a handkerchief over it and remove it from him?
A little silly, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say no in that case, really, because that's a performance skill and you're trying to use it as a combat skill. So I would say no.
Okay.
Now, if you were doing it to confuse him and make a mental attack against him, sure, but you would not be able to take his gun away. You might make him think his gun was unloaded or his gun was something else if you've got, like, you know, smarmy hypnotism type of things. Like, oh, you're actually holding a snake!
if I sit with a banana, for example? We're just
Use it as a mental attack to confuse a person, sure, but you could not use it to actually take the gun out of his hand, as that is a combat skill.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. No.
Awesome.
Of course.
We can hear all of your mental thoughts being broadcast right now.
I will need to pick up some kind of thing, because currently I'm pretty much useless in combat.
Yeah, well, that's...
You don't have to.
It's not exactly like there's combat most missions.
You're useless in combat. Come on.
Actually, a lot of PCs are useless in combat and have been completely successful. Look at Gavin Marshall. He avoids combat like the plague.
Your character could, for instance, before the combat started, had you saw the guy that was about to pull out a gun and threaten one of your comrades, you could sneak up and perform sleight of hand to pickpocket his gun away from him. That would be allowable.
Okay.
If I suddenly disappear at a moment, I apologize, as the stupid automatic updates restart later thing, restart now, is popping up, so it may pop up later on me, and I have to make sure I hit it and paying attention.
Well, do you want to take care of it now?
No.
Get started? No.
Oh, okay. It's annoying and it'll take forever. This laptop has enough problems that I'm not sure if I restart it, it'll restart.
Right.
Yeah. Ah, one of those.
It's getting older. It's still running XP.
So?
Wow, it's older than mine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
XP is stable.
Yes.
Thing to be said for many Windows systems.
Hey, Windows 7 is good.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I've never had problems.
It's an improvement on Vista.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So would a rock attached to a monitor, so...
Okay. Who the heck is this? Okay, this is Marshall. This is Rackham. This is Aldrich. This is Anton.
Oh, Anton needs to spend some experience points. Go ahead.
Okay. Found out... I have about 20 XP I still have to spend.
Oh, I spent mine, all right.
Yeah, you need to keep track of that, because you can only spend it once again in 1 week increments as the timeline goes.
That's the thing. I just realized how much I actually had, so now I'm just slowly spending it all.
Yeah, I'm looking
at a lot.
Typically,
you won't have spent some of that by the time the game starts.
There's so few edged aspects anymore.
Yeah, I'm quite good. I only have 2 aspects that I can't use now.
Porcelain face of the Cheka. I like
yeah.
that. Pending. That's a really good aspect.
Actually, the pending is the one for something I intend to do later.
Okay, I know.
Which you will find out if I ever do the scene, which will probably be next week or the week after that. I don't know.
The next SSM game will not be next week. It'll be the week after.
Okay, then.
2 week schedule.
The week after next, you will find out what the next aspect of Ethan will be, as long as Bert allows it. Which I will have to talk to you later about.
Yes.
Okay. The plan is madness. That is
what?
The Okay. To start off the game, rocks fall, everyone dies, create new characters.
I spend
That's the
an
way
experience
to solve
point
the aspect
to disbelieve.
Damn it!
Yes.
It's a perfect way to solve the problem of having less aspects. We kill the PC.
Then we get the same amount of aspects, but less skills.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, speak for yourself. I still have barely any skills.
I can speak for myself. I should have the most skills.
Yeah.
I'm about as close as Gavin, probably a little bit more because I started off with experienced, which makes Bishop older. Okay.
Yeah, I started with experienced as well.
Skill-wise, considering you were here since the beginning, Bishop should be like 500 years old or something.
Not quite. Experience just means when you start that you're a little bit more older than the average, or you've just experienced a lot more in life. Bishop,
I know. I'm just talking about how
well,
I'm talking about how
Bishop
high Bishop skills
was.
Are in general.
Bishop had a tough life. I always imagined him in his mid to late 30s, probably somewhere in his 30s, somewhere lower, middle, topper, somewhere in there. Okay, is everyone here?
Yep, I am.
I am too.
We have a full house tonight.
Would everyone like to introduce themselves so I can pass time and not have things happen?
Well, we probably should anyway. You should introduce yourself as the GM of this game, Marcus.
Hi, I'm Marcus. I am the guest GM that has been conned into doing this. Tonight will be a murder mystery. A mystery about murder. And not much steam or steel. Maybe, well, there is going to be some steel. But not much
steam. We always bring our own steam.
Not much steam.
Yeah. Well, you guys steam
we
through
We bring
everything.
The steam.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm
Yeah,
Bert.
You have the steam going through the lead pipe.
I'm Bert. I am reprising my role that I very rarely get to as Anton LaVey, news reporter full of hate for this place.
Okay, John? Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say I'm going to be next. I am Ozzy, the the Australian craftsman that modeled himself after Tesla, now finding himself in a very different world than he read in the books.
This is Jameis. I'm playing Gavin Marshall, a man who has skills in researching things and in no other way, shape, or form is important.
I am playing... this is Nicholas, also known as Logos, and I will be playing Raymond Marlowe, and I am just merely the man in the hat. Pay no attention to me.
I'm Jay Gilt, or John Gilt, and I am playing Aldrich von Hundegard, the ostracized German aristocrat who has now ended up making enemies of the majority of the PCs and no allies whatsoever.
I'm Josh. I'll be playing Ethan Thane, who I suppose right now is not head of the Cheka.
Actually, you are.
Oh, I am the head. Oh, good. Lovely.
You've
the
always been the head of the Cheka. We don't know what
course.
You're talking about.
Of course. The man who has gained fame and money, but not in the way he intended.
And he never
can also
seemed
do
to
magic.
Have it on him.
Yes. And he now wears a hat.
I am Sharon. I'm playing Elizabeth Rackham, a journalist / just fill in the blank. I am not wearing a hat, and I like to have fun at Anton's expense.
Curses. You will be scotch.
You got that silver cup I gave you?
Oh, you mean the lead one that you've been slowly poisoning me with?
Oh, it's not lead.
Okay. Luckily for her, it was made of lead paint.
Probably so.
Yes, you are all receive calls because you are all proper guild investigators and are called to go down to the coroner's office.
Oh, you don't catch your hair as a wizard. Catch your hair as a wizard.
Yeah.
Yes, and remember, God lives in a glass house, so don't use the glass dice.
Oh, I shall be using gold.
I'm gold.
Damn it!
She wins.
Blue is mine.
I will grab that! Did you do it?
Damn it. Damn you. What do I get? Nothing.
You get custom or orange?
Ooh, orange. The color of Sunny D.
or a sunset. The
oranges. Or a sun. No, the sunset's more red, really. Okay. Go.
I'm just going to assume you all arrive at the coroner's office.
That would be ideal.
I hold open the door for Miss Rackham.
Oh, thank you.
I come in smoking four cigarettes and noticing that there's no smoking inside. I throw them out somewhere.
I hand him one of mine.
Five cigarettes!
Yep. No smoking. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, since they had that arson case in there, you know, things went bad, I hear, as I stare at the no smoking sign with contempt. I'll put my cigarettes out on the no smoking sign.
The coroner just nods. Well, gentlemen, this case originally looked open and shut. We have here a...
Who the hell is talking?
The coroner.
Okay. What does he look like?
He looks like what you would imagine a coroner would look like, you jerk.
Eddie Bakwana, what the hell are you doing here?
The coroner just points to the body and says, "This guy's more important than I am. This is why you were hired. I'm just here to tell you what I was told to tell you, because this guy works for the guilds, okay? It looked like he died natural causes, but he was given a... I did the autopsy, damn it. He was poisoned. Not
Who
sure.
Is he?
His name is David Cinder. He's a master first class with the Transportation Guild, middle guy. He basically looks over a few people. I don't know much detail. Here's his... I was told to give you this address. This is where he works. He gives you the office number.
Which guild did you say?
Transportation.
And what does he look like? Anything important to the bot or relevant? Fat, skinny, like the drinker?
No. He actually looks... He looks just rather plain and average.
Okay. So, no ruddy cheeks. Alright.
Other than the little bit of ink that the coroner said that he kind of just collapsed onto his desk.
Okay, it's...
The coroner says, cause of... Oh, sorry.
Given that he's with her name, recollect anything, given I am infatuated with the guilds?
You can attempt to, but this guy is no one of note.
Yeah, well, you never know. Scholarship, I take it?
Okay, oh. Yeah. Yeah, give me a scholarship roll. Let's see what little you know about this guy.
Ignore that, because I rolled a die too many. That'd be another game. Okay, plus two. So that will get me up to 7.
Okay, you really don't know this guy's name. You're realizing that this guy is nobody who's done anything important. He's probably, based off the short description, one of those guys who basically just looks over a few of the drivers. Because he's no one important. You've seen his name once. You think he was working on, like, better tire or maybe something, or a better car or something like that. You know, the things that everyone works on, you know, and dreams of finding. Okay. I'm going to find the better tire. I'm going to find the better...
I will make that great breakthrough.
Yes. You've seen a little bit of his work. He's well-respected because he is good at what he does, but he's not a genius. Mm. Let me type it for you.
What an unfortunate fate for an otherwise unremarkable fellow. The poison? Yeah.
He's too nondescript. I think he's a spy. I poke him. Are you a spy?
That would fit
no!
pretty much. That would...
Why would you think I'm a spy?
We'll look at Marlo and say, well, we know you're a spy.
What? Wait. Shit. Did something happen I don't know? The guy, did you test... What type of poison was it? Soluble in, you know, is it important to the plot?
All I can tell you about the poison is that it's it's a natural poison, but not one I recognize. It doesn't have any of the indicators of something from the French, any of that type of thing, but it's not one I recognize. It's natural. It also seems to be slow acting, and he points over to the stomach that's over in one of the things. There's no indications that it was taken orally. The only thing I found was kind of like this little, he flips the body over so he can point to you all, kind of like the back of the neck. You see there's this bruise here. It's about 8 hours old, and there's a little prick mark right here. That's about the only thing you got on this thing. I kind of overlooked this originally until I realized it was poison, because I just thought it was a bug bite.
Just clarifying, would you say slow acting? There are some poisons that literally take years to kill someone.
Say that it would not take years. I'm thinking it would probably, be hours. Because judging by this, I don't think it's that long of a taking poison.
That is actually relatively quick for poison.
8 hours?
Yes. most poisons, unless you're talking like the extract of a jellyfish, that circles around Australia.
Okay, I don't know my poisons. I personally, the GM, do not know his poisons, but okay.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm putting his time of death about, it's late afternoon, and he's going, I put the time of death around 10, 11, something like that, and this bruise was about 8 hours old before he died.
Yes, we can do that math.
Where was the crime scene?
Where he was found was at his work, on his desk.
Who brought him in?
The one of his workers found him and called it in, and the police brought him in. Thought it was a heart attack till I did the autopsy. Okay. Then we called you guys.
And was that bruise before or after he was dead?
Before, 8 hours.
Pre-mortem. So it was done at 1 or 2 a.m., depending.
Something like that.
Yeah, if you're calling time of death at 10... A.M. 10,
11, somewhere around in there.
Okay, so anywhere between midnight and 2.
You say the original thought was that it was a heart attack. What led you to this conclusion?
He points to the heart. He goes over and says, well, if you see the... Well, it was just the fact that there weren't any... He kind of points to the body. There weren't any outside indications that, something was wrong. It wasn't until he points to the heart. That doesn't look like a heart attack, and he points to the lungs. That doesn't look like natural death.
Mr. Gavin, can you get a list of symptoms and see if perhaps you might know a poison that might cause this stuff?
I might be able to look something up.
Oh, I'm surprised that when you went through the German intelligence agency, they didn't teach you this type of thing.
Possible, I might already know some just from reading lots of things, but I don't have an extensive medical knowledge.
Way to avoid the questions. Congratulations. That was smooth. I gotta grant that to you. So, do you think perhaps you could talk with the doctor, get a list of symptoms, and then think about it?
I can get the medical particulars off the doctor, yes. So, you can symptoms, make what he's found out about the thing, what I might be able to look for in other people, yada, yada, yada.
You can make a roll. I'll tell you if you recognize it with your encyclopedic knowledge or your esoteric memory.
I didn't get it.
Why am I saying
that? I only got a 6.
Surprisingly, okay, you actually do not know what this is. You've knocked it off of all the common types of poisons, things you're familiar with. You've knocked off, like, if you've read a book of poisons, read a book of things that are toxic, everything that you would know, like you can think back to libraries on various toxic sources. It coincides with probably some type of plant, but it's not what plant you recognize.
I'd like to give it a try. Let me see if I've ever recognized something like this.
Bookman, you also try. Everyone who is smart and reads.
The doctor says, I smart and read, and I don't know the poison, the coroner says.
Yes, but you weren't necessarily trained in a German intelligence agency like two of these people were.
Okay. Was that was a scholarship role?
Yes.
That's what I did.
Okay. That's a 9.
Okay, here's what you figured out. It's you've actually figured out, oh, I know what this, I can, okay, this is, okay, what you figured out with your 9 is you apparently have read the Encyclopedia on Poisons and have realized that it corresponds with some type of mushroom-based poison, but it is not connected with any known or discovered mushroom, but you realize that the people, you're relying on information of people of French, German, whatever books that were combined with the guilds, but there's also, you realize, a large area of land that hasn't been seriously explored and cataloged to your west, all around.
Ah. Well, we know it's not Japanese because they're not talking to anyone.
Well, there's since black chip there and now.
Okay, I definitely blah 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 that to the group.
I look very approvingly. Yay. Okay, well, we're looking for someone who has traveled extensively in foreign types.
If you wish, I could get in contact with the rest of my society. I mean, it is part of our purview that we explore distant places.
Yeah. We could just explore his home and office and see if there's anything more obvious there that will lead us further directions that are useful.
Yes, so why don't you call them and we all drive over there in our mini... I'll take the... In our many different cars and other
boats.
Do you have a car?
No, hell no. I take the substation. I'm a normal, everyday man.
I was about to say, that was a little outstanding of you there if you were driving a vehicle.
Oh, I can drive. I just...
But you're not...
You can drive. There are vehicles around that don't have keys.
You go to the such extremes to not be noticed that you actually make yourself more apparent through it. So, yes, I shall go and contact my various fellows and see you at the...
It's the subway, man. Everyone. Only the very rich don't take the subways. I'm just a normal, everyday Joe.
And it's only the exclusives that drive at night. Or drive speedily at night, I should say.
So, while you get in contact with them, I will go to my subway station. I show them my ticket. I have a
subway pass. Look at your ticket and go, you have a ticket, sir. You can get on.
Excellent.
So who was going to check out the crime scene?
I assume everyone is.
Yeah. I will be joining you on the subway.
I don't know how the checker work at this point. Am I taking the subway or am I taking a checker driver?
The checker laugh and say, you're an obvious target. We'll drive you.
Okay.
In an open top
notice
car.
In this car.
Exactly.
No! We don't act like he's a target.
What's interesting about the car is it says, leader of checker in vehicle. On the side.
And there's something that looks suspiciously like a targeting reticle painted on the back of it.
Absolutely not. No.
You see that there's a nice bullseye. You notice bullseyes on the windows? You know, they're lined
up. In the back of your headrest.
It's an armored car, except for the door that you would be driving in as a passenger.
Well, yeah,
it's an armored car, except for the roof, which is very thin glass.
With bullseye perfectly lined up for you. All
right.
They tell you that it's a bit of passion. It's a maker's mark, they assure you.
Yeah.
The Bullseye Company. Guaranteed your headshot.
None of that is true.
Too late, Nick. You're merely the true head of chicken. You have no say in this.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take care of Mr. Contact Guy while you guys all go to the... you guys arrive at his office. You guys just show... I'm guessing you guys show badges to get into where he is. It's not high security, but you still... It's the guild headquarters.
Did the police tape the scene?
Yeah, his office. They didn't, because the guy... They thought he died of natural causes, but it doesn't look like anyone's been in there.
I was going to say, someone's already sitting there at the desk with a new plaque on the... I am the new section.
Beat him to death and go, there! Here's our crime scene. And he fell just like this.
So no one's been in.
You see the placard on the door that leads to a small office. The office doesn't. The door's closed. You see occasionally a random person kind of head towards the office, knock on it, get no response, and then leave.
All right, question: is it a office where there's a lot of glass and you can easily see inside, or is it
no? The coroner mentioned that his time of death was 10 or 11. He wasn't found till 1 o'clock.
Okay, so you cannot see into the place.
No.
All right. Who's got the offices to either side of him?
People you suspect are no one. The offices are empty.
Empty offices. Better yet. Okay. Just checking the scene, and I've got my glasses recording.
Who would have likely, actually, there's something. What are their working hours? Their normal working hours. What they should have.
Whatever the standard hours are for day workers.
So he would have likely been
9 to 5. Yes, 9 to 5.
So he would have been working overtime.
Well, if he got here and died at 10, he would have. Here's not necessarily the place of injection. Here's merely the place of death. He received the injection at anywhere between 12 a.m. and 2 a.m. However, he could have been a dead man walking and merely felt a small amount of symptoms until the thing caught in. We don't know much about his daily habits. So perhaps when we go inside, we can look at a daily planner or something of that sort to see what type of person that he is.
If he's a middle manager, he might have a secretary. Is this the case?
Unfortunately for him, no.
Okay.
Who found the body?
He's only a master worker level, and no one likes him.
One of his workers came into the office and found him at 1 p.m.
Have any of his employees, do they have a history of being, like, explorers or leaving the city much?
We would have business.
Actually, okay, I'm guessing you probably ask for this information since you're right there and someone is there to assist you.
What does that person look like, Marcus? What is his name? Give me his backstory!
About 6'1", 6'2".
What color tie is he wearing?
He's wearing a nice red tie suit. He has that corporate image to him, but he's from the guilds, and he says, "I'm here to help you with anything I can."
Then you're not actually from the guilds. I can tell it immediately. You're the spy. You. Okay.
You're well dressed. You can't be on our side.
Once we learned that he might have been killed, we called in the four drivers from their normal routes. They just drive around in District 4. They deliver a few odds and ends to everyone. He kind of was just a person. His job was just to make sure that the cars were delivered on time and to check on any small projects these guys worked on in their free time. You'd have to ask them if they were working on anything. I know from talking to him a couple of times, he's worked on something. If you want to talk to his boss, he kind of points down the hall somewhere over there. Just look for Mr. Black, Dennis Black.
Okay.
I was about to say, here knows Mr. White? Can you raise your hands? It's just me and Javis, or me and Gavin, right?
No.
Oh, you! I keep forgetting you're there.
I'm too alone.
No, who?
Does this guy have, like, an appointment book or anything we could take a look at?
Do you go into the office?
Yeah.
Okay, in the office you find a... Think of it as the bare necessities, as in it is pretty plain. He has not customized this desk at all. You do find an appointment book. The appointment book, actually, give me investigation rolls to see what you find at the desk in this plain
desk. I'm going to be there poking around as well, because I have a fair good bureaucratic knowledge, and I want to know what he's been working on.
I'm good at things.
That's a two for me.
I will say I am average at things, such as investigation, unless I don't get that because we went back in time.
Anton is going to wander off and see if they don't have, like, a coffee machine, donuts, if there's any common place for people to get food or store food.
You find that area.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 2.
Okay, what else did everyone get on the investigation?
No, I'm going with 2.
Does my examination come into play here?
I have
investigation examination as my special.
Yes, you're examining things.
Okay, then I get a 6 because of a -2. Yay! I am good at things.
Okay.
I'm distracted camaraderie users. Very good type. These are for my own stationery.
Okay, what you guys find, all 5 of you, or 6 of you, working over this desk, looking it over, going, I'm investigating. And you guys find it a book. You also find a, just like a quick, you also find, let's see, appointment book, time, like, it really isn't an appointment book, as he doesn't seem to have any appointments. It just seems to be filled. Occasionally, it just seems to be a marker for hours, like where he is. Occasionally, he's gone by a rusty scrapyard in District 8. Visiting Rusty Scrapyard. He also has, reports. You find, that he was working on reports for the four people working under him. I can give you the names right now, just because if I say them randomly out loud. And just a little bit kind of that they're doing their job. They don't really seem to have much potential, as in they're good at driving, they're good at moving things. They don't have initiative for working on their own projects. They don't seem to have any good ideas to work on their own projects, and they don't seem to have a drive to move up.
All right.
We'll get the chicken to go over them until they're confused.
Check out this Rusty's scrapyard place.
Wait, don't leave us! Don't abandon us!
Please.
I want to go with him. I'll go with him.
Oh my lord.
Who wants to join me investigating this place?
Shouldn't we?
I will.
You
really should
first?
Wait until we've exhausted everything here.
Yeah.
I wave bye to them, as I know this will be the last time I ever see them alive. I'm going to have to find another Patsy. It's so hard. It's so difficult.
How you doing?
Oh, Eddie! I love you, Eddie. You're never going to be my Patsy.
Actually, you know, that Patsy in editing, you can have her. Take her.
Okay, apparently the two people who I don't believe have a car are going to head off on their own.
Well,
Joshua has a car.
Oh, Joshua? Oh, yeah, Joshua has a car. Yes, he does.
He has a driver.
I have an entire army of Cheka.
No, you don't.
Of course I have
you
a car.
Two people.
It might not be an enormous army, I'll admit that.
You're thinking you don't have that impressive of people.
I have two guys and a slightly moldy sandwich. This is my army.
Actually, no, the slightly moldy sandwich rebelled.
Oh, dear. It's the French, I tell you.
What are you doing at the meeting place where the people are just talking and you just get basic, you get a few people who are over here just having a snack, taking a break before their final break for the day before they go.
Before I go, I will just scan the area looking through stuff.
Okay.
Actually, there's an idea. I'm going to try and see if there's any secret compartments in the desk.
I'm not even going to make you roll. You're sure there are no secret compartments in this desk.
This was a boring man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Almost too boring.
Or he did a very boring job that was a very good cover for what he was really doing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll check behind any bookcases and any other places that there might be some secret compartment and or door. And if I don't find any, then I'll be off because I don't have anything more
useful. You spend time doing that for a while. You imagine it'll take you long enough for the other PCs to be done.
Hooray!
Now, what are the other PCs doing?
checking the food room. Is it just like communal food, or do people have like their own cubbies, etc.? Does it look like he had his own food?
Yes, it does. You actually look through a refrigerator and find a sandwich marked for him.
Aha. Look in the trash can to see if there was anything discarded that also had his name on it, or if the sandwich was half eaten.
Sandwich wasn't touched. It's marked, it's marked David Cinder, lunch, and then the date of today.
Okay. How about in the garbage? Did he pitch anything that he's already eaten?
You go rooting through the garbage, getting a few weird looks from the other people.
No. I confiscate their dining room or their kitchen table, and I dump the garbage out on the table.
please leave. This is an official investigation. We're sorry to interrupt you.
I light up a cigarette as I notice there's no smoking signs as I root through the garbage.
The people kind of just leave in shock. And you start rifling through the garbage and find...
I imagine one of them was still eating at the table when you started dumping it. Yeah.
You find a, you do what? Find the okay. only thing you find. This was a rather large trash can. The only thing you find is an identical looking plastic bag that was the plastic wrap for the that looks like the other sandwich that reads lunch, and then it has yesterday's date.
Perfect. Grab that bag. Looking at the bag and the sandwich, does it look like this guy was married, or is this a bachelor's bag?
I don't know what the difference would be.
Was it a bachelor chow type of meal, or was it actually?
Yes.
Yeah, or is this something that a loving wife would have put together?
No, this is a sandwich.
Yes.
Okay. So either bachelor chow or he was poor.
All right. Well, I take the current meal and the previously eaten meal, and I put those in evidence bags. And I leave the trash on the table.
Gavin, or...
We'll have to test those.
Mr. Von Hundegaard. Which of you two would feel like contacting Mr. White?
I'm not there.
You ran away?
Yes, I went to contact my group to see if they had any...
Yeah, he never arrived.
We're losing party members left and right.
You were fully aware of this, and I said I was going to meet you at his house when I was done.
And Marcus decided to jump to us first rather than deal with that contact rule.
Yeah, because it's taking him some time.
I cry in my soup as I start to lose party members. We're already down three. Gavin!
No, we're still here.
I cry in my soup as you die.
I have a question. We'll take care of that role right now. Your organization, where exactly does it go? Does it go, like, is it exploring far-off lands of Africa, South America? Is it also doing North America, Asia?
It's the learned gentleman's prerogative to explore all uncultured civilizations. And Aldrich himself came to... Aldrich came to Metapol because of a disastrous mission to the Americas. Failed so badly that he was basically stranded, and this was the best place to go to try and build up funds before he could start heading out adventuring again. So that would seem that a fair majority would be in
Give me a roll, and we'll see if one of your people actually discovered something interesting.
Okay. 40 bucks. They learn nothing. I'm going to spend on that.
We heard about something.
Spending a point. Okay, let's see. I shall go with the society as a way of life. These people are dedicated to the society and the discovery of ancient relics and strange adventure. Reroll that. I have two mystery dice. I don't know what they are. Can someone see these dice?
And Marcus...
you've got a plus one if you're wrong, purple.
Yes. And Marcus, the group currently would have a 3+3 total to a knowledge roll, so you know there.
So that's a 4 by the group.
My contacts is a 6.
But you're rolling off the group.
Okay.
What he's doing is actually rolling to see if he can make a contact in the group, then you roll to find out if the group knows.
Okay, then I roll to see if the group knows anything. Let's see if the group knows anything. They have a knowledge of 3.
They would have a total effective roll of +3.
Yeah, could you do that they off have screen so we don't even have the chance to metagame?
No. Here's what they tell you. They say that, luckily for you, you actually get contact with someone who says, yeah, I think I recognize that. Yeah, we lost one of our members who was a bit stupid because he decided to actually taste local mushrooms without figuring out whether they were poisonous or not. Yeah, it was one of the explorers who decided to explore the culture of the red man to the west.
I don't think we were that primitive. That backwards is still referred to them as red men, but okay.
It's somewhere in the east, 19th century.
It's somewhere between the Napoleonic Wars and the 20th century.
Oh, yeah. So the Indians. You're right. They're the Indians.
Yeah.
Somewhere to the west. They don't know exactly, but it's kind of like they were exploring out to the west and checking out that. And one of your people decided to not follow normal procedures and decided, hey, I'm going to taste everything.
This is what we refer to as Darwinism in action.
Yes. Luckily, it wasn't one of your main members. It was, one of the people that they brought along because, they had to. You know,
students.
They needed the muscle.
What is that?
Yes, students, the proper method of testing whether or not something is poisonous. Give it to them first.
Yes. The symptoms, symptoms seem to match the mushroom to the west, although the mushroom was eaten and it had a longer time taken.
Okay. Can I have the exact geographical location, and were there any colonies out that far?
Definitely no colonies. Geographic area, they give you a large section of forest to the west of Metapole.
Distant west or close enough that a person with their own personal transportation from Metapole could get there?
Close enough the personal transportation could get there. It's, you guys have literally farmland, then forest, and once you get to forest, everything's done.
Nice.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, watch the chest flamethrowers.
Right. Well, thank you for that. That will hopefully speed our investigation.
Okay. Do you people, now that you've investigated and made a mess in the place, want to talk with anyone there?
Don't see how that'll help.
Well, okay. If his guys are there, we could ask him about him.
Okay, which ones would you like to ask? Would you like the
Dave, Bill,
him?
Patrick, and Will? Well,
who's
I don't
the
know.
Cutest?
That is the...
Patrick, of course.
That is Patrick? The order. Well, Gavin, do you think we should continue to investigate and ask down this route? I think we should. It looks like Rackham has already gone away.
While everyone's here, it'll make sense to talk to them.
Okay.
Would you like to separate them?
Absolutely.
Yes, totally.
You take them and you take each one into an empty office.
Beat them senselessly. We have two convenient ones right here.
Yes. And beat them senseless because there's no windows. Okay. Okay, who would like to speak with Dave? He's not the cute, good-looking one. He's the plain.
I'll deal with Dave.
Okay.
And I will ask him as...
Then there's Bill, who is a bit taller, a little bit shifty-eyed while he's waiting.
Oh, wait, no, I want Bill. I want to beat Bill to death. And then point to Von Hundegrund and say, it was him!
He's a smuggler. He's gotta be.
Well, maybe. We don't know.
Shifty eyes?
Well, he could just be a thief. Let us not jump to horrible conclusions.
Then there's Patrick, who's the good-looking one, but is kind of quiet, or just sitting there. And then there's Will, who's kind of just looking around and taking in what's happening. Kind of looks at his watch, keeping track of time. It's around 4:30, and he seems to just be looking at his watch occasionally. Just kind of keeping track of time.
Got a hot date or something?
Something like that.
Okay, well, what is it?
Well, I'm, seeing a friend of mine, and then we're going out on the town. It's his, bachelor party.
Ah. What's your friend's name?
My friend's name is Sam. Why?
Sam. No, just wondered.
Yeah, it's his, last night of freedom, essentially. Or last full night of freedom. Wedding's not for another week, but... It's the only time he'll have to party.
Ah, okay.
So do we have, are there any questions? I can't tell you much about David, or Mr. Cinder, whatever you want me to call him. He was kind of quiet, kind of told me to do my job, didn't really know Zen, didn't really say much. He basically made sure we did our job, and I drove, deliver, occasionally made the normal comments of, I'm... going to make a new thing, like pretty much every single master in this place says, I'm going to create the next big thing, I'm going to be the next big Tesla. You know how it is.
Is anyone talking? Hello?
No. Okay, we'll jump to Bill for you, because I know you're going to love this. You have Bill sitting in that office with nothing but a chair and a desk that's empty. Bill's just seems to be looking back and forth, left and right. You walk into the room, he stares at you, and he kind of shakes, and he goes, what's this about?
Well, what do you think it is about, Mr. Bill?
I don't know.
You know
exactly what this is about.
And let me let you know, at the beginning, I take off my jacket and roll up my sleeves. This will hurt a lot less if you tell me in the beginning.
I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing about anything that's missing. I don't know nothing about missing. I got the full load. Every time I delivered, it was full load. It was just like the paperwork. Paperwork said there was only 50. There were only 50.
Bill, don't hurt, don't insult my intelligence. You're clearly not in this room for nothing.
Okay, so there were a few extra every once in a while, and I took them, okay? I'm sorry, I didn't know.
It's all right, Bill, let it all out.
I've been taking the extras, man. The extras, just telling them, don't let me lose my job. I need this to live. There's not that many jobs right now. There are people who are working on this, they're on the street.
There are reasons people are on the street, Bill.
And make sure I'm taking very good notes.
Bill, there are reasons. Perhaps because they steal.
No. These are just extras. No one would miss them. I gave a few to the people who needed them.
Oh, yes, Bill. I'm sure. And
I was using it to get medicine.
You needed them.
I don't have money.
Mm-hmm. Bill, it's all right.
I don't want to lose my job. I don't want her to die. Oh, Cynthia, please don't die.
Oh, Bill.
All the tears.
Oh, good. All right, well, my job's done here.
Poor Bill.
Poor Bill.
Poor Bill.
Cindy's gonna die. All right.
Wow, you're nice.
I know. I'm feeling in a good mood today. All right.
I save those I can.
Yep. No, I don't have that anymore. That one's no longer there.
So I can't hit your heartstring.
Nope.
Dave,
I kill those I don't have to save.
Dave will just pretty much answer any question you ask him straight up. Like, if you ask him, what about him? He says, well, he was boring, didn't talk much to him, didn't say much, just did his job, and kind of was, didn't say much, just almost talked in a monotone half the time. Boring as heck. I mean, he's as boring as that guy over there pointing to Jameis, or pointing to,
Jameis is pretty boring. I agree.
Pointing to Gavin. He's
Captain
literally...
Ray.
Literally just, he wasn't that interesting to me.
Were there extra shipments on the load?
No, standard shipments. There's the occasional few extra pieces, but those are normally just gifts to the people, as you know how it is. You get a few extra, you just give it to them, and they're like, oh, great, I love working with the guilds. Guilds are awesome. You know how it is.
Yeah, and then I'll check and make sure the story is the same. These people.
Everything seems to be consistent.
Excellent. Is it like they rehearsed consistent or?
No.
Okay.
No, it's consistent in the proper way with consistent. Some people say different details, slightly different details. Some of them.
That's
not
all I need.
Yep.
I'd like to.
All right. Well, gentlemen, blah.
I'd like to check on something.
The new circuit board you needed.
Robot.
Right. I will tell people blah, and I'll go, oh no, look, they're running away.
And it's at this time the guy is finally finished looking at everything.
I have looked at everything. I don't think he's hiding any compartments.
Okay, here's what you find, Bert, when you look at this. You find that everything is almost to the exact, like, the exact second he is in at the exact right time. Done at the exact done time. There are a few points when you see that he checks out as in to go work on private project because you saw this in the schedule as well when you check with the computer, check with records, that he does sign out that I'm not here. I'm over lurking on a working on a personal project since I have time. My people are doing fine type thing.
Does this say what the personal project is?
It has the vehicle improvements. Vehicular. It's just.
We will have to quickly just check that at some point.
I think
it's fairly unlikely that he was working on new ways to poison people in their cars, but we may as well check.
Actually, he seems to have been. The further back you look, the further you see that he seems to be very consistent, very punctual. And when you were talking to the people, you realized that he was very much one for being on time. If his people were late by a minute, he chewed them out. That was something you heard from Patrick, that he'd gotten chewed out a couple of times for being a minute late. He wanted everything on time.
Mm. Do I sound less robot-y now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Can anyone remember if he Can anyone remember if he was ever late and someone just pencil whipped the logs here to make it look like he was on time?
To everyone's knowledge, he was never late. There were times when he looked really, really, like a couple of times they mentioned that he looked really, really tired, like he hadn't had any sleep the night before. But he was always there on time, no matter what. He made sure he was there for work and the work got done. Even if he was, you know, what they would describe as partying the night before. If he partied the night before, but sometimes he would just...
One of us look at shock at the idea of him partying at all.
Yeah, that's basically what they say is, they have no idea what he's doing, but probably not partying.
So it's very uptight, very to the book kind of person, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing wrong with having rigor in your life?
I'm sorry, some of these comments are so wrong. So it was a mercy killing. He's having an affair with Cynthia. Yeah.
All right, so shall we meet Good von Hundegard at the...
At his home?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let us.
Okay. I should say slightly less evil von Hundegard, really.
Okay, you arrive at his...
Well, here's the problem. Eventually you reach the point where Marla considers Hundegard so evil you won't be able to distinguish me from my brother. And at which point, he becomes my perfect body double.
It's going to be horrible.
You arrive at his apartment. It's a decent apartment. You arrive. You don't have a key.
Oh, when was that ever a problem?
Yeah, who needs
keys? Never a problem.
Before going in, I want to walk the perimeter, see if there are any windows open, any glass broken, check the mailbox to see when the last time he picked up his mail was.
He has a mail. The mailbox shows that today's mail. Mm-hmm. And okay. Yeah, today's mail.
Okay. While he's doing that, I'm going to check the door.
Door's fine. Okay. Actually, give me an investigation roll. Give me a sixth sense, danger sense roll. No, I'm joking.
For the door opening or for the walking the perimeter?
Give me for both. Give me the door, okay. Checking out the door and checking the perimeter.
I will be with the reporter who isn't sexy.
With a -4 to the roll, I make a +1, as Marlowe seems more enthused with sucking down another pack of cigarettes as he's walking around.
Well,
I'll be with, you know, Sharon's
not Marlowe, sorry.
Anton. Okay, that's a 1 for investigation.
Door seems perfectly fine. It's a door. It doesn't look like it's been modified. You're pretty sure there isn't dust on the other side or some random object that's meant to fall when you open the door to indicate that someone has entered into the place when you haven't. And looking around the place...
What's the state of the neighborhood he's living in?
He's living all right. He's it's slightly less than what you would expect a master or first level of master living in, but it's decent. You know, it's more of a journeyman type of area than a master.
Again, another nondescript fact of his life.
Yeah, he's totally a plant.
Yes, that would seem to be the obvious conclusion at this point. How many does that make when it comes to spies this month?
8.
Okay, since the one person smoking and the other person seems to be distracted by the smoke, as you look around, you don't see any kind of, you're on a higher floor, so you can't really, this was from looking outside, you didn't see any broken windows since you were kind of told where the apartment was, you didn't see any broken windows, didn't see anything from the ground floor, he's a little bit on the way up in the building.
So, me with the 10, I spot nothing out of the ordinary.
Actually, you with the 10? Oh, that place, this neighborhood's fine. This is actually a nicer neighborhood. It's not expensive, but it's not District 8.
I need to talk with people about rent.
Right. Yeah, this place is nice. I mean, you yourself would get an apartment here. Actually, if you think about it, you'd already have an apartment here.
Probably. I have several safe houses.
All right. Exactly. But, yeah, you probably have an apartment here. It's cheap. It's not expensive. It's not ridiculous out of the price range. It's a moderate house in District 5.
Oh, okay. Mr. Anton, are you prepared to go inside?
Yeah. Is the door locked?
The door's locked.
Mr. Anton, your voice got a lot higher all of a sudden.
Oh, that's just they just keep kicking him. So.
Oh, okay.
I got my jock protector on this time, knowing you were on the mission.
Yes. That was a silver cup I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Clever man. All right. Well,
yes, I will approach the door and, cough as I jiggle the lock slowly with some specialized tools. I only got a 2, but I did.
The lock is not complicated. You pop the lock. It was not.
Oh, look. It was open.
Open the door.
That was not artistic, Mr. Anton.
No, it was not. You should have let me done that, Anton.
And so, the explosion does not occur when you open the door, surprisingly. Window metal panes do not drop over the windows. You do not hear a voice you don't want to hear.
It's
all right, Mr. Muller. You can come out of the garbage bin now.
No, I forgot. The only one with the cell phone is not here. I wanted that cell phone. That would have been useful. All right, well, let us search.
Well, I hold it open up. Hold the door open for everyone.
Okay.
After you, gesture.
Okay. I'm just going to use prior investigation rolls and say what you find in the apartment is it seems to be he seems to be not that much lived in as it seems to be used, but it's more of it's used but not used, so to speak. He lives here, but he doesn't really live here that much. I mean, the bed's barely used. There's not much around. There's a little food. You think you see what looks like some remnants of some type of dinner, possibly. There's a few dishes. There's a phone. There's a notepad next to the phone. That's kind of what you find.
I do the old trick.
Notepad next to the phone.
We race to it.
I have a parasol. I should
be, give me athletics rolls to see who gets to the phone first.
No, I do not.
No.
I head for the kitchen to see if I can't find where the fixings for those sandwiches came from.
Good man.
You find the fixing for the sandwiches in the cupboard. As you all race to the notepad, you immediately start scribbling over the notepad and find a time and place tomorrow night at six p.m. In you recognize the address as a warehouse near the docks.
Does it simply say tomorrow night, or does it say?
It says the date and time.
Well, do you folks mind clearing the phone? I have a private phone call I need to make.
Yep, Anton's going to take samples of all the stuff that the sandwiches are made from to see if the poison was introduced here.
Anything luckily, like Vegemite?
I checked the bedroom.
I fell into his living room and sit in the couch.
What you find in the bedroom is... Okay, what something you do find in the bedroom is you open the closet and you find pretty much the exact same suit, but then you get to, like, this is half of it. Then in the other half, you find what looks like nicer suits. You'd imagine that the left suit looks the plain, boring day suit, whereas the right suits look more of a night suit going out or something.
Evening wear. Okay. Check the pockets of these for any bulges or just remaining bits of detritus.
You find a few, what the heck does Metapole use for money? You find a few dollars in one of the
pounds.
Pockets. Night out. Pounds. You find a few pounds in the pocket of the,
pounds sterling.
Oh, well, I drop those back in and then turn to investigate the bed.
You also find there was one other thing you found besides a few pounds. You found a couple of not poker chips. You found a couple of, casino chips.
Betting chips? All right.
Yeah. Betting chips, yeah.
Do they have any club's name on them or anything?
When did you come in here?
You walk in and see him holding it, and you look at the chip over. It just has a red fox on it.
Ah, and this is the important
God,
thing.
Oh, God, Marcus, really?
Is this from a guild-sanctioned betting parlor?
You imagine it, what would be on there that would indicate it would be?
It would have a guild stamp on it.
Yes, it has a guild stamp on it.
Well, I mean, the appropriate question is for Sheridan. Well, never mind. I'm not there! Yep.
Entertainment Guild is over the stone for gambling, so...
Yes, it does have the proper...
these look like legitimate ones.
They look like legitimate chips.
Okay. Do I know what casino it's from?
No.
Does the bed look like it's been slept in recently?
Not recently.
Okay, so by not recently, we're talking not within. Does it look like it's been made, or is it left unkempt and looks like it's been like that for a while?
Does it look like he slept here last night?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I'm sure I've done some performances at casinos before. Could I recognize where the chip is from?
Give me a roll.
What do you want me to roll?
Streetwise or its equivalent, or scholarship or something like that.
I have scholarship.
I have streetwise.
Okay, give me a streetwise roll. Let's see if you recognize it.
Rolling.
Well, for me, that's a 2.
That's a 3 for me.
You don't recognize it. You don't know what casino it's from, unfortunately.
Damn.
Yeah.
I miss the days when
anything
above the 0 was a success.
Who's got Daniel Bishop's number these days?
The guy on the phone that's busy on the conversation with the phone probably does. What are you doing, Jameis?
What do you mean he's busy?
He's busy at a meeting. I'm sorry. Don't ask me. I just work as his assistant. I'm White's assistant, okay? You know me. White's at a meeting with Dare and a bunch of other people. Private meeting, closed meeting, aren't to be in contact. And what is Jameis doing?
I was getting interested in the bed as well, just to see if he did sleep here last night. But if he didn't, I don't care.
He doesn't look like he slept here last night.
Yes, but I'm still going to check the mattress, if I may.
Okay, you check the mattress. The mattress looks like a cheap mattress. Something you guys do notice looking around this place, he doesn't seem to be living at his means. Like, he's living much less than how much he should be making. Also do find, when you open one of the nightstand drawers, you do find a receipt for, it's just a number for a place called the Black Pawn.
Well, that's worth checking it. The night suits he's got, are they well maintained, well tailored, or are they showing their wear and tear?
They seem to be maintained, but you can tell they're worn, just like the suits are worn.
Okay.
And at this time, Anton finally bags every single condiment, every single piece of cheese, every single different type of meat, and he goes, "Aha! I finally got them all."
And a Raiders liquor cabinet, just in case.
Marcus.
Luckily for you, you do find a couple of bottles. Medium.
Hooch!
Marcus.
Yes?
I can assume that with the chips, you have sort of different values for each of them. How much is that chip worth?
It doesn't say on there. It's just a it's a blue chip. It doesn't have a money written. It doesn't have an amount written. And it actually doesn't even have a name. It just has the red fox and then the gilt stamp on it.
Yeah, that's a shame. We might have been able to find out how much he was generally spending on gambling, because that might be where his money's going.
Well, blue chips are generally 100. The chips are generally on the higher end.
Right, but it really...
I only got a 4 to know.
You never know.
What the chip relates to.
Yeah.
Streetwise?
Yeah.
Okay, let me write something to you.
I've been there. They go in the place. What?
We need to talk about membership there, Gavin.
Well, we always knew the Monster had to be funded from somewhere.
Dead air.
Who'd you kill?
Things happening off screen.
Yes, he can tell you whatever he wants. The assistant is still talking to you. Do you hang up or do you want to do something?
Me? I just shoot the crap with him for a little bit. I see if there is a second in charge now that I've taken Eddie.
He says, I am.
Okay, do you know about Mr. White's side business?
Of course.
Okay, do you know a David Snyder?
David Snyder? Let me just think of it for a second. David Snyder. No, not that I know of. I don't know David Snyder. David
Snyder. Do you know any Snyders?
I don't know any Snyders. I don't even know a David Cinder.
Okay. I can't believe you put Cinder rather than Snyder down. Snyder's so much more common. All right. Do you know a man of this description?
you give a very generic description. He goes, I know about half a dozen people who look kind of like that.
I saw the dead man. I know what he looks like.
He's very generic. Yeah, I know a few, half a dozen people. Yeah, usually I see him. Usually when I see people like that, it's, you didn't hear this from me, but usually it's at the underground fighting ring.
Wait, what?
The
robot fighting league? Or
No.
The people fighting league.
People fighting league, of course. Who would go to an underground robot fighting? It's people. That's where the money's at. I've got 20 to... I've got big bucks on the fight tomorrow night. Big bucks!
Do you know what warehouse it is at?
Of course!
What time is it at? I get the details. Is it the details match up?
Yes, it does.
Oh, damn. Damn! I'm gonna have to kill some professional fighters. This is... Wait, is Bishop gonna be there this time?
Bishop hasn't been there in a long time. I mean, he got up there in the records. I was going to put him up there, but he hasn't gone fighting in, since before you people disappeared. I know. It made me mad. People, I used to make some good money off of him.
All right. Well, how do you get into these things?
Show up, say, just show up and,
it's generally a password.
Not really.
Y'all are lax on security. I need to
see it. No, it's because you don't need to know the details, but let's just say that entertainment knows enough. If you want to get in, you just got to grease a few palms.
How much is the standard bribe? I'm going to...
A low amount.
Okay. Well...
But you're going to want to, just a warning, if they don't know who you are, they get a little suspicious of you unless you're with someone they recognize. You're a well-known figure. Well, you're a somewhat known figure by a few of the people who go there. The Cheka will speak for you. Because there should be a couple of Cheka guys there who like to watch the fights.
Oh, good for them. I was hoping they weren't getting guitar beaten out of them all.
No, I believe one of your Cheka boys is doing all right in there.
How's Eddie doing? What's his record?
Eddie's not in there.
For shame, Eddie. I wanted to meet you tonight.
No. We've kept it away from Eddie. Oh. We don't want Eddie getting in there. We want a fair fight.
Oh, Eddie. All right, well, dress code.
Don't look suspicious.
Thank you, jackass. How about wealth of the average person who's going there?
It's mixed. You got some of the toffs who are coming there to just
toffs,
gamble
really?
On. I don't know words. Shut up.
Okay. Well, speaking with you. What was your name again? Just in case I ever need to talk to you again.
Gordon, of course.
Gordon. Good job, Gordon. You need to become commissioner, and then the Marmoset Avenger could contact you. Oh, well. Missed opportunity.
What? Didn't you know I'm working on becoming commissioner? I work double duty with the police.
There you go. All right, talk to you later. Click. All right, so people, assemble. Are we going to assemble together? And blah.
Sure.
Blah 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 blah.
I need to go to this place. Oh, this rusty.
Oh. I don't suppose when you're asking their co-workers, asking his co-workers what state he arrived in this morning, did you?
I'm sorry, what? Did you say something?
Yes, when you went to interrogate his co-workers, did they mention what state he was when he arrived?
Didn't really question about.
I see. Oh well, just thought they might know if he had been out all night.
Well, he got the stab at 1 or 2 a.m., so probably.
I want to swing by the labs and drop off the food samples and see if any of that poison the doctor found can be located in the food.
They'll tell you, okay, we can get this back to you probably tomorrow night. It's a lot of food.
Well, he was injected with it. The injection.
Yes, but still, I want to see if there was anything in the food. The injection might have been what killed him, but I'm wondering if other people were also trying to kill him, you see.
That's unnecessarily elaborate.
I leave it with the lab. Yes, they can get back to me in the next day.
So, Gavin, you got any ideas?
It's getting pretty late, by the way.
About anything?
Well, we can check out the warehouses that we know he's been checking out. We got the one address from the taking it from the notepad near the phone.
Well, there's also the whatchamandiggy, the chips, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Red Fox Roost.
Well, sorry, if it's got a guild mark, we could go to guild headquarters and find out.
You said something. The Red Fox Roost?
Red Fox Roost.
Is that a place?
Yeah, it's underground club. That it's legal, but just not many people go there.
Do you know where it
is? As you can tell. I'll ask the big voice in the sky. Do you actually know where it is?
No.
I've heard of it, but I don't know where it is exactly. It's not exactly in the phone book.
Right. As I was about to say, since it's guild registered, we could take the chip to the registries and find out who has registered this emblem with this chip.
Didn't do that.
Well, if you want the easy option.
you realize that you can do this in the morning, as it is night, and we're going to take a 5-minute break as I use the restroom and get something to drink.
Yes. Almost just as God gets fully back.
Yeah. That's amazing. I just missed half the plot there.
Back in a minute.
I'm going to start a new recording while everyone's going to the restroom.
You missed half Marlo's murders. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing I was muted, otherwise you would have had, like, a shattering glass in your recording.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of forgot that the table next to me was a lot shorter than it was supposed to be.
Wade through seas upon seas of identical Squidward-faced monstrosities, and their new golem allies, which have actually proven useful if it wasn't for the fact that they themselves were bogged down by the wave upon wave of horrible brown people.
Oh, now you're racist brown people, eh?
They are nothing but brown. The only thing not brown about them are their eyes.
Guess what? I just turned them into Jawas with a texture pack.
I haven't managed to find that texture pack yet, so. I did, however, go and edit the base ones to remove the nose. This way, they don't look absolutely ridiculous. Just most
golems ridiculous. Have noses, too.
Yes, yes, I've changed those into centurion visors.
Yeah.
And I have to put metal doors on my house, because they consider that their house as well. And seriously, because it's got two stories on it, it's large enough that if I leave the doors open, if I don't use metal doors, I'll walk in there to find about 10 of them there, and they'll all be breeding constantly.
Kill them.
It's disturbing. Now, you can kill them all, but then more will come in while you're gone.
Kill them too. Burn down their houses and leave your house.
I kind of want to have the village there, because then I get infinite numbers of golems to fight off other things.
You can make golems.
Yeah, but they're programmed to defend villages, not you. And that village, they wander off. So,
what are you talking about?
Dumbest AI in Minecraft yet.
Oh, the golems.
Well, no, the villages in general, actually.
Well, the golems are worse, in my opinion.
Well, at least the golems can be exploited.
Yeah, you can't really exploit the villages in any way other than to get golems.
Mm-hmm. They're so dumb. So fucking dumb. As I just said, my mind workings are filled with villages now, because they consider it a house.
Have you played Dwarf Fortress?
Yeah, a little of it, yes.
Then you've introduced to some really stupid AI.
Yeah, I still rate this as dumber. Much dumber.
I find Dwarf Fortress to be like a mix of the most intelligent with the most stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So it breaks out even. Is everyone back, Sharon?
Nope. Apparently not.
I've been here, so.
Jameis?
Yep.
Nick?
I'm back.
Eric.
Aha.
Okay, everyone's back. It's now the morning.
I wanted to do a couple things.
Okay, what do you want to do night?
I wanted to go see Bill and see if his wife is actually sick.
Okay, you do go to his place. Yeah. He knocks at the door, opens it, and he goes, yeah, what do you want?
Well, you can see you were not fired. I would also like to see if your wife is really sick.
Okay, come on in. He takes you, and he said, just keep it down. She's sleeping right now.
And if she really is sick, I will pass along Yes.
Yeah, she does not look well.
Okay, I'll, I do have, let's see, what are my level resources?
Something tells me you provide him enough money that he could probably quit.
Yes, well, no, I provide him enough money such that his wife will receive care, and I will explain to Bill that if he do not never steal again, and you can send the bill to for any of her future medical expenses to the head of the Cheka, and things will be taken care of.
Thank you.
No problem, Bill. Just never steal again. All right.
Sir, I won't steal Cable again.
And know now that you owe me a favor, and there may never come a day where you can repay that favor to me. There may come a day where I will ask you for a favor, Bill.
One day I will knock on your door.
And then
I'm being the driver.
Perhaps we will see. Goodbye, Bill.
You are now one of my followers.
No. He just owes me a favor. Such is life. All right. Okay. That's all I'm going to do.
Next morning, you go into the guild offices to find out who has copyrighted this symbol, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
One Tito Smith.
Tito Smith.
Yes. They can give you an address, but they do not.
Is he Yugoslavian?
He's whatever you want him to be.
Oh, okay. He needs to get to Serbia real quick because they're about to be invaded, and he needs to run that resistance organization to take over. Anyways, never mind.
Like, what? I just chose a random ass name, and you're telling me I got someone important?
Not the last name, but Tito was the ruler of Yugoslavia. Anyways, Yugoslavia, interesting country. So,
in Yugoslavia, you die.
Well, yes, he was a bit of a jerk.
I find exactly funny with what happened, what the truth is. Mm-hmm. You have his home address, but you do not have a work address.
Well, do we have a phone number?
You have
the business should be registered with the guild if they're operating with guild sanction.
It's registered, but there seems to be
a discrepancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the pink flamingo. What?
There's a discrepancy as to location, but you notice that the revenue is higher than your average casino, and that there is an extra fee. There's a little bit of a discrepancy with the fact that the location is not listed. You do realize there is that discrepancy.
Mm-hmm. Seems like we got to do some house cleaning over here.
Perhaps Mr. Tito is merely an entrepreneur who has gone the wrong way. All right. Also, I assume we're all going to this fight club thing.
Later, I'd like to check through the records with guilds first on our victim's history.
Right.
What type of record?
One where he came from originally, or if he is native to Metapol, which I doubt because Metapol hasn't been around too long.
British.
Any prior problems or any recommendations?
It's not really. He was given master status because he was competent. He did his job. What he did?
Did he do the normal amount of time actually as a lower rank?
Oh God, yes. Actually, he did the normal amount of time, probably a little bit extra as. There is a note, lack of creativity.
Okay. Any trips outside of Metapol of recent years?
No, he seems to be pretty, like, he seems to, he doesn't even really have any vacation time taken. It looks like, if you're just looking over through work records, I don't know if you're looking into any other type of records.
Yeah, I'm mostly just going through the stuff that Metapol... Well, the guild will have on him for surrounding his job and hiring.
I have a question for...
Well, sure, if you ask if I want to check... if I've checked his bank records, I'll do that while I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to guess the answer to my question is yes, Bert.
For banks?
Yes.
Yes, oh yes.
Okay, what you find is that, you were just looking at his records and how much he's being paid. Mm-hmm. You've kind of looked at his expenses, and you're now looking at his bank records. And what you find in his bank records is that there's a consistently small amount of money being put in. Every once in a while, there's this large sum of money, and then it seems to go back to a normal small amount of money. And every once in a while, the money gets taken out, put in. You just see, like, these large spikes every once in a while. Just last week, just a little over a week, a little bit less than a week ago, you see this large spike in there.
Does it seem like the same... does it seem like an equal amount is spiked in and spiked out?
No, it's different amounts.
And how regularly does this take place, and is there any... is this money him paying the money in?
It's him putting the money in, but it's random, the spikes. Like, if you were going to ask, okay, let's put this to chance, and just said, let's give it away, it's random how much the spike is, how little the spike is, whether there's a spike at all. It's completely random.
But the important part is there more money going in than more money going out? Which one is greater?
It's just, overall, there's just a slight increase. Every once in a while, like, there's a big spike, but then he'll take out the money and it'll disappear. But it seems to be that consistent small amount that he puts in, even when there's not the large spikes, it seems to be going up.
I have my own theories on that then, which I've already shared in chat. So. What's our next port of investigation?
Well, we can't check phone records because Bart. I play B-Bart. Well, could we have checked phone records? I don't know.
There are no phone records because, remember, all calls are placed through.
Yeah, no. I guess you have the fight. You have a receipt. I mean, it's not like you don't have those things to look into. You can just
Did we ever go check the District 8 scrapyard?
Yeah, we can do that. And then get changed. Real quick, how do we want to approach the fight? Like, do we want to have a set of people who appear as high rollers?
I did continue my fellowship with the boxers for my first case with you people. I could see if any of those know of the underground fighting rings.
Before we do that, we should check out, what was that place? The Black Pawn, whatever the receipt was for?
Yes.
There was a receipt?
Yes. We ought to see if we can locate that business. Is that guild registered while we're here at the office?
Oh, no, most definitely. It's a jewelry shop. Give me a streetwise roll, those with you streetwise.
Can I use the scholarship instead?
Yes, you can. Well, you're going to be out of penalty.
That's fine.
Now that I'm thinking about it. Now
that's a 4.
6.
Okay, you people seem to actually recognize the name. The Black Pawn is a jewelry shop in District 5, but the Black Pawn is known for, on the street, it's known for its back room, where the guy who actually owns it buys anything. Like, you have illicit goods, he'll buy it. He's a fence. But he's also known for his fine jewelry shop as well.
Well, that's certainly of interest. So which one of these do we wish to pursue first? I'm not certain how useful the rusty scrapyard will be, but you never know. Could be connected.
It could be. Well, there were two members of the party who were eager to,
before.
How good are y'all at investigating things and talking to people?
I'm decent.
I'm good. I have a 1.
Do you have a 1? Is that 1 voice?
And Todd peers at you over his glasses and gives you the "bitch, please" look.
Well, I mean, given that we are on a timer here, Mr. Von Hundegaard, you're clearly the snootiest among us, so shouldn't you?
Well, thank you for the compliment, Mr. Marlowe.
No problem. I'm always here to back you up.
And you are certainly the shadiest and least respectful amongst us. So, yes, I will go to the jewelry store then.
Well, why don't you take Miss Rackham? Because she is clearly also of high caliber and high breeding.
Well, it's good that you recognize your betters at any rate.
Well, I recognize her as my better. Yes. and then I guess the rest of us can go to the rusty nail yard. Gavin, where do you want to go?
Either or.
Okay.
We may as well divide up our resources a little bit more evenly. So.
Hey, Todd? You got
okay,
preference?
So let's take care of Rusty's scrap yard, not Rusty's nail yard. first. Who's going to Rusty's Scrapyard?
I'll go.
So we have Anton, Ethan Thane, Marlo. Is that it?
Yes. My name is Marlo.
Okay, so just those three are going to Rusty's Scrapyard. Got it. Okay, you
Wasn't,
go to Rusty's Scrapyard.
Robot Boy going there as well?
Decided against it.
Okay, you guys get to Rusty's Scrapyard. It's actually a fairly large area of land considering the city. That's fenced off, has barbed wire. It's not easy to get in, you're thinking, because it's... And you arrive at the front gate. There's a little box. You press the button, hear a voice go, "Yes, how can I help you?"
Can we just skip this?
Do I hear the word genuine? No.
Okay.
Or gold!
Gold! There's gold, Anton, in the scrapyard.
You're a speaker, right? You talk to people.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yes, I talk to people.
Yes,
I march up to them with my cigarettes in my mouth. More than one. I offer them one.
Stop stealing mine! there's a box right there. He's speaking through the box.
Hello? Anyone out there?
Yes, there are people out here.
We want to see your crap!
It's not crap. It's the finest scrap in town. I sell to many good guildies, I'll tell you.
Scrap, crap, it's all the same. Open up!
I'm opening the gate. I'll meet you out there.
Kill him now. No jury in the land.
Yeah, both of them. Just, I could have killed both of them. Ethan, all right.
Okay, you see a guy who... The best description of his clothing is rust. And when you get in, you do see it. You think, Anton, your description is probably correct, looking around, like, the immediate area. This is a bunch of junk. But you're thinking there may be a few good things somewhere in there. No, it's a conspiracy, obviously.
Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to Rusty's Scrapyard. Finest scrapped, 50% off for any guildie.
So you do a lot of business with the guildies, huh? I now offer him a cigarette.
Of course I do. He takes it. I do plenty of good business with guildies. They like to come around here because they know Rusty. If it's from Rusty's, it's good. I buy the finest stuff. Don't tell anyone, but I even buy some of the scrap from the failed projects of people. Now, don't tell anyone about that, but a few people... They come here, they find junk, realize that they can fix that stupid person's idea, and boom, they create their own idea and make lots of money. But I still get my cut, because every scrap here is good. Well, except for the true scrap, but they melt that down.
Yeah, well, David sent us by. Said you had some good stuff here.
Ah, David. David loved the good stuff. He kind of looks at his watch. Yeah. David always came here. David liked to look. Let me take you to another area. He seems to go by what looks like just essentially kind of a... I want to describe it as a shack, but it's a little bit larger than that. Probably someone could live there.
All right. Can I get a rapport roll or an empathy roll to see if he reacted to throwing around David's name to see if he knows he's dead?
Okay, you can give me a roll.
What do you want? Empathy, rapport?
Give me empathy.
To see... Okay. Three.
He has no reaction other than a positive one to David.
All right.
You seem just like, oh, you're friends of David? Oh, okay, type of thing. And he goes, oh, David over here? Now, he gets to another gate. Like, this is a smaller gate. You are already within. He unlocks the gate and is like, David, friends of David, get into the fine stuff. This is where I make sure to cut off the other stuff. Friends of David, 50% off. Look around and have fun. Just be careful, and just remember, by walking in there, you have agreed that any cuts or anything like that are not my fault. It's your own fault for going around in a scrapyard.
Yeah, is this where David got the last stuff? He told us, you know, last stuff he got. He didn't quite get everything. Is this the same place?
You're going to want... I believe the pile he was actually digging specifically through was the back left corner. That's where I have a few scrap pieces from various cars. He was... Bad idea for cars. Oh my god, they were stupid ideas. He said he can prove on them, but I don't think he could. But what am I? I'm a private entrepreneur. I just sell the scrap. I make a good profit.
Whoever would want automatic transmission? What a stupid idea.
Automatic transmission? They'll never fix that. That'll never catch on anyway.
Right, let's go check out that corner of the scrapyard.
Oh, what you find are pieces of... I'm not even going to make you roll for it. What you do is you find literally hunks of cars, bad cars, broken cars, tires... Just imagine cars and various like pieces that if you have any crafting skill at all, you basically go, yeah, this looks like some stupid idea or this would never work.
All right. Something in particular I want to look for if while I'm looking through this scrap. Does it all seem to have the same maker's mark? Like, did it all seem to come from the same project or the same team?
No, take a chip. And no, actually, they seem to be coming from various different groups. No specific person. This just seems, I mean, you can look at all this junk and it seems to come have plenty of maker's marks. Although occasionally you do see one that comes up more often than not, but that one's probably, if you actually know
all
maker's
marks. Down. Yeah.
Yeah. You, if you ever look into the maker's mark, you realize that this is someone who, has some money, but isn't that bright.
Okay.
Now, if you need me, just call me.
Does it look like there was a lot of stuff removed from here, like it's been picked over?
That was a robot. Does, other than the robotic sound to you, Bert, it doesn't look like it's that picked over. I mean, there are pieces, like you can tell that pieces have been moved. You do see a couple of like piles that were naturally formed that like someone was going through and saying, okay, this is junk. Oh, this may be useful, although it's kind of hard to tell because there have been multiple piles made of various different things. That's how you can tell that their tires are separate, various different types of, well, you assume they're tires, but they're not made with standard materials. And they don't look like they would roll very well.
How about you, sir? He points to Ethan Thane. You look like a highfalutin type in that hat and coat. What gets you? Are you an investor? I have plenty of good ideas for investors.
Oh, really?
Would you like to invest into a scrapyard? I can get you. I can get the good scrap cut you in real good.
What are these ideas you have?
Well, it's more of ideas of where to get scrap. I'm thinking of buying some scrap of some of the bigger people. You know, you can make a lot of money selling scrap that's, you know, real scrap, almost genuine scrap from certain people, from certain highfalutin types.
Can we end this scene and go to another place?
Okay, do you leave the scrapyard after looking stuff over?
What I want to know is, does he keep a log in the scrap of what people buy at all?
You ask him, he says, he does have a log. It's not a very detailed log because it kind of has a description of car related stuff, tire related stuff. It does it like, it's just, some of it is just marked as scrap.
That's fine. But does he even have like what area it was taken from? Can we get like an idea of the sort of things?
He basically has, kind of like, he has a little bit of area like southwest, southeast, private stock. You notice that Cinder has a lot from the private stock. Like, he's been getting stuff. You're in the private stock area.
Okay, good enough. And just going about this saying, you know, hey, you know, we do some work for him. He needs more parts and the stuff that he's got, so I need to see what he's bought before and just work it that way. But so it looks like he's getting car parts.
Yeah, it looks like he's getting car parts. He is transportation.
Mm-hmm. And no one had ever said that he has got his own private lab anywhere, right?
He does have a working area that a lab area that's at the guild.
We should check that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I will note down the maker's mark that has come up prominently.
Mm-hmm.
The high on money, low on intelligence guy you were talking about.
Yes.
Good enough. Does anyone else have a question or anything else to do here? Otherwise, I think we have found what we've come to find.
No, I leave this place down and mark it for extermination.
Something I forgot to describe. I forgot to describe the grounds itself. There are multiple areas that are blocked off by fences. There are a couple of other buildings on the grounds. These are just... He tells you that he's got some electronic equipment here, electronic equipment there, that type of stuff. Not important for someone like you. It's more important for someone of the engineering guilds. He has a few of that scrap. It says doesn't really get them that much, but every once in a while, you know, someone needs some type of object and they don't want to make it themselves and don't want to have to pay for a full price. And he's like, yep, when those guys come by, they usually clear him out and he's happy. Mm-hmm. In the very annoying voice you want to kill. But there are
No. Yes.
Okay. So, by the way, you do get a sense that this is a really large area. And we go to the Black Pawn, which contains Jonathan, Sharon, and Jameis.
You insist on doing that. You insist.
Yes, of course. I have to.
I hate you. It's either that or it's J-Dog.
And I don't think you want J-Dog.
I would live with that. I don't mind that.
Okay, Jonathan Dog. Okay, we're going. You arrive at the Black Pawn. And the door does a little jingle, and he comes out, and a much older man comes out of the back and goes, "Yes, how may I help you? Welcome to the Black Pawn, finest jewelry shop in all of the 5th District."
Guys? Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, everyone just is waiting for you to talk.
I'm sorry, everything cut out for a second, so I was just wondering. Hi. I was going through some things, and I found this receipt, and I was wondering if you could tell me what it was for. I show him the receipt.
He looks the receipt over and goes, let me just check my log. He takes out a logbook. He's like, "Ah, yes. Ah, this was a beautiful piece of work, if I do say so myself. I was supposed to be delivered today. Yeah, just like the receipt." He goes back and, "Do you want me to get it? Wait a minute." He kind of looks at you and goes, "Is this who the gift, are you the lady who this was intended for?"
"Well, it's possible. I don't know. As I said, I found the receipt, and I'm just doing a little due diligence."
He kind of eyes you, and he goes, "You found the receipt?"
"Yeah."
"Yes, didn't you say that you had found it slipped under your door, probably from one of your admirers?" I don't know why you hang out with these sort of people. You really should.
I'm just looking around the shop as if I don't know who these people are.
Can I help? Do you need any help, sir, separately?
Just browsing, thank you. Back to this receipt.
Yes, I'm sorry. Cinder didn't seem the type to just put the receipt. Let me go get it. He's eyeing you. You can get this. It's put under the door, you say?
"No, I didn't say. I said I found it."
"You should talk with David if you want to know what it is."
Look, all I want to know is what it is. It may be a birthday present for me, or that lying, cheating dog could be cheating on me. You wouldn't want to be accomplice to that, would you?
He kind of eyes you and goes, "It was a gift. There was no name. David didn't seem the type. He was too honest a man. I can get a sense for that." And he kind of eyes you up and down and goes, "Yes, I can get a sense for that."
"Uh-huh. Well, it is my birthday tomorrow, so it really probably is for me. And I turn up the charm."
Okay, give me a rapport roll.
Let me know if I find anything interesting in this shop that's of pot relevance otherwise.
You find many fine necklaces. Nothing in the front part of the shop that looks suspicious.
Okay, that is a 1 for rapport.
You're winning him over, but he's kind of looking at you and going, "I don't know. David was very much the type of person. I could just the way he talked. You seem a little more. He seemed. If you're the person he's giving it to, you're a little more forthcoming, but I just. David would want to present it himself. It is a necklace, as is obvious." He points to around him where he has lots of fine necklaces. It's very much a gift that should be given privately.
Well, then I guess I will just wait for Dave to give it to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, if there's any other business you wish to accomplish, we can always take that to the back.
That would be fine. If his necklace is for me, I really would love to get him something of comparable value.
Well, then tell me, he points, if you wish to buy, look around you. If you wish to sell, we can talk privately. As for you, sir, how can I help you? He looks to to Von Hundegaard.
I was merely asked to tag along. Await the lady's pleasure.
He looks at you and goes, hired or personal?
I just give him a smile.
He just nods and goes, mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I am looking to buy. Show me a few nice things for gentlemen.
Ah, gentlemen. Here I have, knowing a little bit about David, knowing a little bit about Mr. Cinder, he kind of starts, you see him kind of just looking around, like, where are you? Ah, here we go. A perfect gentleman's, it's more jewelry than, he's like, kind of looking around, like, Truly, to be honest, I'm more of a ladies' gift association, but I actually do have something. He thinks about it for a second. He's like, ah, yes, I do have one item. Ah, he goes under. He takes out this pocket watch and he goes, this is a very rare pocket watch. I was able to purchase it from someone, legitimately, of course. And it is a very nice, he takes out this nice gold pocket watch and he goes, I normally don't sell them like this. I usually prefer to add a little bit of jewels. He was very much an emerald person. If you would like, I could put in a few jewels and add a little, you know, touch to it. Not in the wrong type of way, in a more masculine way. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I do. Okay, rules question, quickly. Would burglary give me a bonus to determine the value of this watch?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'd like to examine the watch and determine the value and see if I see anything interesting about it.
Okay. Give me a roll.
Yep, rolling. That's a 7.
Okay, value of this watch is really, really, it's a good price. You do notice a maker's mark, and you find that the maker's mark on the actual watch is not consistent with the maker's mark of all the jewelry you see around you.
Okay. All right. I ask him, actually, the price for it as is.
He nods, he's like, that would be the price before I add anything onto it.
Yes.
He says, if you want, I have a... He kind of looks around and is like, just wait a minute and I'll go get what I would add to it. He comes back with a second with a couple of...
When he pops out of the room, I say... When he pops out of the room, I say to him, you're guild investigators, just get on with that.
He comes back with a couple of emeralds and he goes, yeah, I would add these onto it. And you say the exact price. And he's like, yes, that would be the exact price, but I'd like a little bit more so I make a profit at least.
Okay. Well, I'd like to get the watch and the emeralds separately right now and give him 5% over.
He's smiling happily. What's your resources?
4.
Yeah, you have enough. He's smiling happily.
Great. And what's his name?
Albert, of course.
Albert, I look forward to doing business with you in the future.
Of course. Now, is there anything else I can help you with?
Messieurs, I point to my companions. Anything? Yoo-hoo, guys.
Nope.
All right. No. Then we're fine.
Is there anything I can help you with, sir? Did you find anything that looks lovely to your eyes? He says to Gavin, since he looks like he's not with them.
No, I think I've got all I'm going to get here.
Okay. He's like, thank you. If you see anything you want, just don't. He takes a seat and seems to grab out a book.
All right, so I guess the PCs make it. Meet up. We say blah. What do you guys say? This is very important.
Okay, we have blah too. Can we look up this maker's mark on this watch and like, does it look like it's hot?
The watch is not hot.
All right. I'm gonna go by the jewelry store. Does anyone want to come with me?
Is it the same maker's mark as were on some of the car parts?
No.
No, not even close to the same. Those are completely different professions.
Okay.
Now, does the warhead have any beyond simply human?
I have no idea what you just said. You're breaking up a little bit.
I am?
Okay, say that again.
Well,
am I coming across okay?
Yeah, just a little bit of a hiccup here and there, but that's about it.
Okay. Does the watch have any additional value to it, such as age, lineage, who previous owners, etc.?
No, it seems to be a pretty new watch that's just, it's worth a lot. Like, someone bought it new to add value to it.
Okay, so it's basically the equivalent of, like, a Rolex. That's kind of, it's simply worth a lot.
It's a nice watch.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Marlo arrives with the receipt at the Black Swan.
No, I had the receipt.
Oh.
I take it. I go to the Black Swan. I say, Guild Investigator, this is part of a murder case. I need this.
Oh, he goes, it's a murder case? Did she die?
I am not at liberty to say. Give it.
The poor woman. I hope she's all right. I have the necklace. She was just here asking about it. Oh my god.
Poor woman. Who pawned this? When did they pawn this?
He did not pawn it. He commissioned it, sir. He picked out one of my necklaces. He comes back with this fine emerald necklace. He asked me to buy it and then engrave it. He bought it yesterday. He shows the back. It says, to my greatest love.
That jerk face Jim. Why didn't he put a name? All right. did he pay in cash?
He paid in the standard way payment is made for something of this expense.
Generally, check.
Check, then check. Yes.
Okay, then consistent very nice. This is now confiscated, part of case number 001675.
Okay. He also hands you a paper and say, put this with it. It's my general contract, everyone signs for work commissioned by me.
I read the contract.
It basically says that if the person who owns the object is dead, he gets
it. You are shady. God, I can even tell from the beginning of the contract. All right. Well, I don't need to hear anything more. You are reprehensible.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
I am not reprehensible, sir. I am merely a businessman looking out for myself.
Yes, and it doesn't stop you from being reprehensible. I just want you to know that.
Is her lover alive?
I said good day!
It's more of a good night, sir. It's kind of into the afternoon.
I go back and say, this is what you were meant to retrieve. Gavin, what did you do? Okay. So, everybody, how y'all doing? Good. Go Team Venture.
Oh, this is so.
So, cute. we're gonna meet. Who? Anyone going all flashy? How do we want to go to this thing? Does anyone want to go like? High roller status?
Of course. Yes, Anton will get his best silk black suit and best white hat.
Who's going to be my escort?
Well, I will, of course.
I would actually recommend the Australian go with you. He is the least well-known amongst us, his part can the fewest accents, and he definitely has the build for it.
Well,
if you're thinking more of muscle.
Well, no.
No.
No, I will go. I will be the escort. All right, so are we going to go as a group, or are we going to go separately?
As separate groups, coming in at different times, so we can...
Okay, can everyone pay bribes? Is anyone here poor?
I am poor.
Slowly raise hand.
Okay.
I have some resources.
Well, why don't you...
travel with me.
Well, then we can split it to three different groups. Anton,
and note, if you have a resource level at all, you are not poor.
I am poor.
Okay.
I give all my money to my hobo friends. That's why I'm poor.
I'm tempted to go as an obvious Gould investigator, there for Gould investigatory reasons.
Ooh. Yes, we just should have someone think, do that. At least one person.
Given time period at the moment in Metapole, how well known are each of us individually?
Hundegard is known, Bishop is known, the rest of Anton is known for different reasons. And...
Well, my name is known. I'm not seen very often. So
yes, they know you by name. That's it. And the same goes for, I believe, a little bit for Elizabeth Rackham.
In which case, shouldn't I be the one to go as an obvious investigator just because I am known as such?
There we go. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll come with you as an associate investigator.
Okay. So that's party number one. Party number two can be Anton, Robot Guy, and Ethan.
Hello.
And, I guess Ethan is probably not known except in certain circles.
I'm known as the head of
had him appearing in various newspaper articles.
Absolutely not. He's just... The Cheka is not a flashy organization. We just exist below the surface. And he happens to be signing a lot of the checks and, you know, amongst the people who know he is the head of the Cheka.
Plus, if there's anything else, he can claim that he's going there to look for talent.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We do need to start doing that. Thank you. I'll be surprised if we're not doing that already. Anyways, and then... Finally, third party is me and Rackham. And I will deck myself out.
Those going with me, load up in cigarettes and hooch. We're going in drunk.
Is that really there any best other idea? Way for
you? As cover.
Oh, of course. And I'm sure the guild will get the business expenses.
Of course.
Totally.
So go team venture.
No. I will get out my old magician's suit, which will be the only knight suit I own.
Okay, who's going in first? Which group's going in first?
I assume my group is going to arrive fashionably late, of course, Miss Rackham.
Yes, of course.
Our group can come in second, and the guild investigators can come in third, so that people are already there, and just in case.
Yes, just to make sure that people don't scoff at the moment they hear the word guild.
Mm-hmm. Also, Miss Rackham, I got you this lovely piece of jewelry.
Oh, thank you!
Look at the beautiful emerald. I thought it set off your eyes.
Look at the lovely inscription on the back. Yes.
To
my greatest love.
It was in a evidence bag not 30 seconds ago, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first to arrive fashionably late is Marlowe and Rack. You guys get there. You basically, there's a little bit of light coming out of the warehouse, but not much. And there's a guy, you can tell where there's a couple of thugs kind of walking around. You can tell they're thugs. They're dock workers. There's one dock worker who's at the door. Is kind of, you walk up to him. He's like, yeah.
Mr. White said this was a place to have a good time.
Of course. And he puts his hand out.
I subtle. Clasp his hand in a warm handshake. And deposit a few 20s in there.
It's like, of course. Just remember, boards on the right, people for the bets is there. The main fight of the night won't be for a while later, until around midnight. And enjoy. And by the way, it's the first time the odds are ever an even 1-1. The big fight is Kneecap Nelson versus the Brick.
Kneecap Nelson versus the Brick.
I don't know who gives these people these names.
Excellent. Well, what? All right. Well, I will. Could you give us the description of the interior?
Okay, you go in and you see that a ring has been set up inside, as in a nice fighting ring. Think more boxing style ring.
Mm-hmm.
You get up. It's up a little bit. You've got chairs. You've got area. To your right, you have a big board. I'm not even going to make you roll. You do see Bishop's name on the board. It seems to be a leaderboard of fights won. Bishop is towards the top quarter, but you also there's a list of last fight, and his fight wasn't for many, many months ago.
And
and yet by the end of this adventure, that name will be erased off for some reason. We don't know how.
It's weird how these things happen.
You see that the top two on the board are Kneecap, Nelson, and the Brick. They are the top two on the board. And there's also, you can see beneath it, there's who's fighting when and the various odds and who's paying out on certain fights. And you see a long list of men who are sitting there writing down numbers, giving receipts, tickets, that type of stuff, taking care of bets. Give me alertness rolls. Everyone, give me alertness rolls for the scene. Just type it up what you got, and I'll tell you what you see when you get in. But what do you do now that you're inside? There's a fight going on. There's food off to the side. Two men are beating the crap out of each other.
Okay, so is there like arena-style seats, or...?
It's more three... the seats cover three quarters. There's all... You can kind of... The one side that doesn't have seats is towards where the entrance is, but there's almost arena-style, three quarters style.
Okay,
You see various peoples within the crowd. You see various types of people. You see some that are more upper crust. You see some that are lower crust. What's it on your alertness?
That's a very good question. Alertness of 5.
You notice a couple people that you're pretty sure they're probably guild who are, you notice that they have a pad of paper out kind of writing notes.
Okay. I will.
That aura about them that's guild.
Okay. I will go ahead, aimlessly drift over to one of the higher rollers. And I will let Miss Rackham sit right next to him. And hopefully a conversation will flow from there.
Come on. Left. Give him the uppercut. He seems to be really into the fight and doesn't notice you as the next pair enter.
I was not planning on going to one of that guy.
All right. Anton walks in, and before the gate guy, bouncer, can say anything, just shoves a wad of bills in his mouth, and he's being very boisterous and loud as he just walks in with an obvious open bottle of liquor in front of him.
you notice that the guy is just nodding and smiling. Gambling's on the right.
Yes. First thing I want to look at is, what's the chip count? What's a blue?
Here there are no chips. It's paper and cash.
Okay.
There are no chips here. What you do notice is that it's actually pretty packed tonight. There are a lot of people here, and it's really loud. You didn't hear it from the outside.
Are there any awards by any chance? Like, could the chip be some kind of trophy or something?
No.
No, not here. You don't see any of that chip here.
Damn.
But you do see someone who, someone does approach you, Anton, and he's like, "Hey, you look like the right type of guy. Do you need anything? I can get you anything. You need some food? Yeah, I can get you some food."
Yeah, I shove a wad of bills in his mouth and just walk on, still being loud. Yes, I'm giving the impression that I'm a rich, spoiled guy. So hopefully I might be, admitted to a backroom betting thing. That's what I'm...
And the guy's like, "Okay, did you want anything? Okay, I'll take it."
And as he's about to turn, he says, and I look around, I get this kind of scowl on my face, and say, "So where's the real action at?"
"Hey, you want real action? I can probably tell you. The real action's the big fight tonight. Just ask anyone. It's 1-to-1 odds. It's the only
I make the little I'm bored sign, you know. Is that all you got, huh?
Hey, how disappointing. I may know a guy who can get you some later action after later tonight. I can possibly get you some big action. But he kind of looks you over. What type of suit are you wearing?
Oh, like I said, I'm wearing my black silk suit. And the white pimp hat.
He's like, "Hey, I can maybe get you some action. I know a few clubs around town. Great clubs, great women. Not much. Are you talking action like gambling? You have the traditional places that are open."
I just kind of dismiss him. Like, "You're wasting my time, kid." Unless he comes back with something like, "Yeah, there's some high rollers," sort of thing. Otherwise, I just dismiss him.
By the way, as you're doing this, one of the guys kind of goes over to Ethan and goes, "Boss, what are you doing here tonight?"
Just everyone needs to relax sometimes. How about you?
Fine, where's your, shouldn't you have a couple of bodyguards?
I'll just go to him. I don't need bodyguards if they don't know it's me.
That's right, boss.
Don't you dare salute!
Right, sir.
I will wander over to this guy and say, there's nothing wrong here.
Of course
his
not.
Bodyguards have the night off.
Okay, just making sure.
Oh, that event, does it? Right, okay.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to get back to the gambling.
Real quick?
Yeah.
Do you happen to know a red fox roost?
That sounds like a drinking place or something. Ugh. Red fox roost?
It is a gambling. It is a underground gambling joint.
Gambling? Isn't this what I'm... Isn't this gambling?
Casino style.
Never heard of it. Probably too high for my taste.
So you do know the lower class places, but not the upper classes. Alright, well, what is your name?
The name's,
Jimmy? Jimmy? Finn. Okay, thank you, Jimmy.
No, why Jimmy, man? I was gonna use Jimmy for someone else, damn it.
Okay, Timmy. Because Timmy seems to be the guy you have the most intelligence with. Does he have a wheelchair? Red hair?
No, he hasn't broken. You notice he walks with a limp, but otherwise he's fine.
Okay. I'm going to talk to Bob about our recruiting standards.
That's because, the problem.
Because, good lord, that guy does not belong. We're angry face. Okay.
Actually, it's at point another guy slips next to you and he goes, we were trying to open recruiting to get more members. I think we went wrong with it. And he just slips away. The guy just slips away.
Yes, he did. I will slip away with him. And
he's devastated again.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, bluemagik.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least two episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orcdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.